Let's look closely now at the whole agenda of a sitting of natural meditation. There are 10 steps. I will read each step, give a brief comment, and then reread the step. Step number 1, sit comfortably with your head free from supports. The idea is to place the body safely on a chair or couch in a comfortable position so that you can, in effect, leave it alone. Sit in a way that doesn't put you to sleep, yet is free, untwisted, and lets you relax fully. Again, step number 1, sit comfortably with your head free from supports. Step number 2, decide when you will stop meditation and make a timepiece visible. This is an important step because it sets your intention to meditate, and without that intention, the natural process won't begin. Just calculate when 20 minutes will be up. Arrange your clock so that you can peek at it without having to move much. If you need to put eyeglasses on to see it, keep them near at hand so the movement is minimal. Don't use an alarm. Again, step number 2, decide when you will stop meditation and make a timepiece visible. Step number 3, close your eyes. Closing the eyes helps release tension and encourages an inward movement of the mind. Again, step number 3, close your eyes. Step number 4, wait half a minute. This helps you let go of the habitual strivings of the mind and body. Just let thoughts flow as they will for about half a minute. Don't time this on the clock, just guess at the time. Again, step number 4, wait half a minute. Step number 5, recall a thought or word without doing anything to it. Now that's the formal definition of this step. As you know, we are using the phrase, I am, for this. This kind of meditation phrase is commonly called a mantra. That's spelled M-A-N-T-R-A, a term from India. When we say recall, we mean bring to mind, as you do when you recall something you already know, like your name. The mantra doesn't even have to appear in your mind's eye or sound in your mind's ear. It's a quick, calm, transparent snapshot. Normal thinking. Let it be itself in whatever form it comes, without doing anything to it. Again, step number 5, recall a thought or word without doing anything to it. Step number 6, recall it again and then whenever awareness allows. Recall your mantra, the phrase I am, every few moments. Think of this as a gentle assistant, not a forceful engine. That's why I liken it to the quiet action of a canoe paddle on a canoe ride going with the current and wind. At times you will wander from the mantra, but that doesn't mean you have left the natural embrace of the meditative function, as long as you recall the mantra quietly once awareness comes back. Again, step number 6, recall it again, and then whenever awareness allows. Step number 7, do not try to become different, to mentally go anywhere, or to stay still. This is an important instruction that covers the entire meditation. It could be shortened to just the first 3 words, do not try. Just be whatever you are. Don't try to make yourself or your meditation feel different. Let it unfold and flow along at its own pace and in its own way. Also, when recalling a mantra, don't try to make it be visualized clearly or heard internally in any particularly clear way. Don't mind having thoughts or hearing background sounds, and don't even resist falling asleep. Again, step number 7, do not try to become different, to mentally go anywhere, or to stay still. Step number 8, observe the clock when it seems to be time to end. When you have the thought that time is up, take a brief peek at your clock. If time is not up, continue meditating. Again, step number 8, observe the clock when it seems to be time to end. Step number 9, when it is time to end, keep your eyes closed for 3 minutes. This quiet little step, like number 4, is surprisingly important and is an easy one to forget. The mental action is like number 4, that is, just sitting and waiting and thinking about whatever you want. The purpose, however, is different. Here you are giving your body and mind time to shift out of the meditative function and back to normal waking functions. You should keep your eyes closed for most of the 3 minutes and gently move and stretch. And you can lie down, but if you do, be sure you have time for possibly falling asleep. Again, step number 9, when it is time to end, keep your eyes closed for 3 minutes. Step number 10, move a bit and then get up gently. As you get up and continue your active life, expect yourself to be slower and softer for a few minutes. Then you will most often be moving and thinking with renewed energy and alacrity. Again, step number 10, move a bit and then get up gently.